4-3 or something like that?
I don't know. I like your uniform.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our new location. Roll call, please.
Chairman Rosenberg.
Here.
Vice Chair Cushing Adams.
Here.
Secretary Scheifel.
Here.
Director Woods.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Very public input. Mr. Secretary.
I make a motion to approve the draft minutes for the April 19, 2017. Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. According to the report, you have the April financial statements with you. This is referred to page 19, which is the comparison of actual budget. And a few lower fees are ahead of budget, and by about $10,000 year to date. And our tie-down party. We did receive about $6,300 more in registration fees than we have to, so it was $6,320. And our snow removal income, year to date, is $7,400 above budget. Our expenses regarding wages is in line with what we had budgeted. We had some part-time expenses, but that's under budget by about $10,000 in overtime, primarily due to the snow removal, over budget by $5,300. Otherwise, the expenses are pretty much in line. We have accounting and auditing services that's $5,000 under budget. We had received prior months a check from the FAA for the project to offset any accounting project. So we had otherwise, these are pretty much in mind. We had a total for the month operating income was $8,000, $2,000. Year to date, we are $93,000 net positive. Plus, we had the reimbursement from the health insurance premium, $26,000. So we're at $120,000. And then we had some of the share of the master plan project, the paving project. So our net income after CIP expenses is a little over $63,000. I'd like to make a motion to accept the Treasurer's report and the audit.
One second.
Discussion.
I'm just workers' comp. How did we bear with all that? I never finished discussing with you what happened with Steve and Eric. Do we have to pay out?
Workers' comp.
Was minimum, was minimum, is that I don't think we're expect our rate going into this next year.
When was approved, when was this approved?
Yeah, basically, yeah, so then we come to a month like that.
Yeah, it goes up, like the rate goes up a year, it goes down.
Right, you might have heard anything about that.
We haven't had a change.
No.
No, that would be effective until next year.
Okay.
The motion seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Communications.
We have two communications this month. One is from one of our tenants, CrossFit, building 106 on Thunder Road. They have been leasing, renting additional parking spaces off of Thunder Road. The contract for that lease stipulated that either party could cancel with 30-day notice, and they've given us the 30-day notice to go until, I guess, the 30th of May. The second communication is from the Manhattan Department of Transportation. They conducted a routine safety inspection of the airport. I won't bore anybody with the letter, but basically it sums up as a safety inspection of the airport. The overall of the airport is in next condition. There were no safety issues observed with regard to RSA, ROFA, or ROFA. That's all the
Okay, moving on to the tower report, is included in the packet, page 33, shows the month of April, we had traffic count of 4482, which is down 15% from April of last year. Year to date, we're below last year by around 13%. We have 14,801 count as of April 30. Any questions? Okay. Airport manager.
Recent events with the Boy Scout Camp Marine. Everything went well except they got rained on all weekend. Everything was fine. They cleaned up real well. You didn't even know that they were out there. So I told them they're welcome to come back anytime. To a bunch of people. We just recently had the National International Sculpture Symposium. That was on May 11th in the back air hangar. And again, uneventful, had no impact on the airport whatsoever. And, of course, we just had Daniel Webster College close on May 10th, which is a major event for the community. And as part of that, I coordinated a flyover with a C-17 Globemaster on Saturday during graduation, which was pretty well received. Upcoming events, we have Young Eagles on Saturday, June 3rd, 10 to 1 p.m. And then we have on June 10th, we have the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire Barbecue and Fly-In. This is a paid admission for this event for barbecue. Members, non-members are $30, adult members are $25, children under 16 are $10, five and under are free. That's usually a good event at the airport. Then coming up in June, Saturday, June 24th, we have the Poker Run, Ron Kimon's Poker Run, to benefit homes for our troops. And coming up in August 4th, we have movie night, where they'll be playing Rogue One, the Star Wars movie. And that starts at dusk. And then the following day, we have our Wheels and Wings on August 5th, and that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've been meeting with the Summer Fund Committee to get all this organized. Everything's looking good for that. And that's also it benefits an organization called End 68 Hours of Hunger. And it's for the children in the community when they leave school on Friday afternoon until they come back to school Monday to provide food for those children in need. I had a lot of meetings in this last month. As you know, this was my first full month working for the Airport Authority. We had several meetings with Mayor Dodges, Tim Cummings, the City Director of Economic Development, Alderman Shoneman. Sandy attended some of these meetings, Joe, et cetera, a lot of different meetings. Things that we discussed were Daniel Webster College, the leases on the buildings. We were speaking with Monick American University. We had several meetings with them, trying to find out where they're at and what their timeline is. I wasn't involved in any of the meetings with Southern New Hampshire University, but there were some meetings added for that as well. And of course, I had my meeting with Rita Hunt doing the 5010 inspection that you just described. That's about it.
Questions? One couple of questions. Young Eagles event, have we received our insurance waiver for that?
We have not. And Sandy brought that to their attention again this afternoon. I'm going in first thing in the morning to talk to Ryan. And it's been requested a couple of times.
In the past, we've had an annual tenant barbecue. Do we have any sense as to if we're doing it again, if so, when?
I would like to do that. I have put very little thought to it so far. Nothing against the community, but I've been busy, but yes, we will be having something like that. I will work on that.
I actually thought about having, I haven't had one in a while, for the Midfield Cafe barbecue welcoming friends and having a customer appreciation cookout, so maybe we can combine it all and maybe one big thing, especially in a summer busy weekend.
Is anybody having specific time frame that they're looking for that's more convenient for anybody?
I'm hoping it seems like every weekend in June we have something going on at the airport in August. So I'm shooting for maybe July, maybe the second or third week in July.
I think last year we did in August, didn't we?
Hmm?
Did we do last year in August?
In August?
Is there a week?
Yeah, I think a lot of people go away in the month of July, so it's probably not a great idea. August probably work best.
Well, we can circulate some dates with the board.
Okay.
Yeah. And
work out.
Ben Dibble from the Boy Scouts is going to be here tonight to express his appreciation, to you and to the airport board and the airport community for hosting the Scouts for the camper. He's overcommitted tonight. He asked me to say thank you on behalf of the Scouts. They had a good time.
They were very nice. Yeah, Chris, I noticed on here something about Matt working on a generator.
Matt Barabee has actually found a generator in upstate New York that we are getting for zero cost to the airport. He's going to be traveling up here probably next week to pick this thing up. There's a pad in front of the tower building, and it's going to go on that pad and get it all hooked up. And that'll provide power for the tower and all the runway lighting in the event of power outage. Some other things that Matt's done is we just found a forklift through a government program where we picked up a free forklift, something that we need in the shop. And we're going actually to Manchester tomorrow to pick that up. He's funded through this government exchange program.
With regard to the generator, is there an estimate on cost to set it up for electric boiling?
I had that discussion with Matt this morning, actually, and we also talked to Ron Willie about this, because they had discussed this in the past. Mm-hmm. Ron said that it would cost like $10,000 to hook it up. That was when they were trying to wire it all the way up into the tower, so that they basically flip switches in the tower to turn it on. We decided that's really not necessary. And so Matt's going to get some estimates to just get it hooked up down below, and it won't cost anywhere near the 10 grand.
Eric,
sorry, next to this. Are you in on this?
I've not been at this point, although in listening, I did have some meetings. A lot of those backup generators, they tend to sit for a long time. There's very few gaps in power. So a lot of our folks who do have backup generators recommend a service contract with the local electrician just to come and turn on the generator once a month, make sure it's running properly.
We've been talking about this now for at least a year.
Okay.
And I'm concerned that we go all the way out to where it's my Plattsburgh, the whole Air Force Base. You know, we don't know how long it's been sitting there. We transport it all the way back here and find out it's nothing. It's not going to do what it claims to do. Right?
Matt said that they said it does run. And I also, the other discussion I had with Matt this morning was there's a lot of generators that will turn themselves on once a month and run automatically, and was it that set up? And he said he was going to look into that, because if that's the case, then you don't really have to have a maintenance contract. It'll self-test itself once a month.
Don't have a maintenance staff that can do those things, so they can sub it out. But I mean, if Matt's going to pick it out, if he knows enough about the generator, he's got to come talk to something to be able to do on.
So is that something that we need to discuss because of the, I mean, it'll cost money to send that out there and all that stuff. Is that something we need to take a vote on, or is that just something?
How do you hold it back?
Put it on our trailer, truck in the trailer, and it's going to drive up to Plattsburgh.
What, a pickup truck?
Yep.
Huh.
I don't know the exact weight, but he says that the trailer that we have is more than adequate for it.
And he's going to have to stay overnight, right, from Plattsburgh?
Oh, it's only 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
it is. Oh,
yeah.
It's on the other side of Vermont.
Steve? If maintenance is the worry as far as the generator, an old military generator, we actually have a resident here at the airport. We call him Bubba Lou, Bubba Lou. And he actually only has one himself, and he's constantly working on his. So he'd be the guy to go to fix it, so all that sort of thing, all over the airport. So there's a backup in the
I don't know what Matt's been working on this. The other thing he said, it only has 300 hours total time on it.
Don't forget to state your name for the record.
Westwood. My generator is 10,000 watts, and you know, it's easy to start up once a month. Just let it run for a while, like 1 month.
Anything else for our airport manager? Okay, airport engineers.
I was hoping to just say a few words before these guys turn.
We would love that.
With you.
The boss says the floor.
Okay. Simon Dufresne to the record, Jack Dale Associates. Obviously, we've had some turnover in the last month. That's had an effect on you. Eric Strand left Dale for what he thinks a bigger and better opportunities, and we'll see. But I worked with Eric for 16 years, and you know, I really do wish the best for him. He left in good order, so. But we have Nick, and Nick's not a fallback position, actually. Nick's been an engineer for several years. He's been with Bill, an engineer for about 10. He's really our lead design engineer. He's a guy that actually does the work. He knows every nook and cranny here at Nashua, and you probably all know him as a resident engineer, field engineer. He was also our head field engineer. He was slated this year to become a project manager and just accelerated it when Eric decided to leave, because he knows this airport so well. And I know how Nick feels about taking care of clients. He's a great client person. And so I just wanted to let you know, I think you're left in good hands, I hope. I'm always available. I say this to people. I have had a couple of people call me up, and I tell you, I do appreciate it. If you run across anything, you're dissatisfied, you're wondering what's going on, you're not getting the answers you want, I don't think that'll happen. But if it does, I'm available. I talk with Nick daily. I'm completely up on the projects. Same thing with Matt. unfortunately, Matt fights me 2 or 3 fights today. But I'd like to get back into the planning anyway. That's what I've done for 25 years, so for me it's kind of nice to do it rather than just administrative work. But I'm not going to take up your time. I just want to let you know that you're a very valued client, and I think Nick will be a very competent and professional engineer for you.
Thank you, I guess. Chairman, if you don't mind, I'll jump in and start talking about the master plan projects. Since last month, the master plan committee met on May 8th, and we went over chapters 2 and 3, chapter 2 being the existing conditions chapter, chapter 3 being the existing environmental conditions chapter. Been getting, you know, an awful lot of really good input from the group that's been there. Director Woods has been leading that up, and I know some members here in the audience have been attending, and we're really moving ahead. The next step is to wrap up the forecasting section. That's chapter 4. The plan is to have a third master planning committee meeting sometime at the end of June, at which point in time we'll get recommendations and comments back from the master planning committee. I will go back, refine chapters 1 through 4, and then at a future meeting, present chapters 1 through 4 to the full authority, and ultimately seek approval on chapters 1 through 4. So that's the plan. Don't know when the exact appropriate time for the authority meeting to bring the master plan to like an August meeting or September, but we can talk with the master plan committee and figure out what makes the most sense. That being said, we're continuing to work on the airport layout plan. As we continue to get through some of these chapters, they build upon one another. The information that we get from that actually leads into the ALP development. So that's an ongoing project. I spoke with Director Duquette the other day regarding the strategic planning committee and some of the work that they're doing. It sounds like we are on parallel tracks. We had talked about maybe meshing the two groups at a couple meetings to make sure that the goals and objectives from the strategic planning committee aren't conflicting with the goals and objectives from the master planning committee, which I think is a really good idea. So I'm not quite sure how and when that's going to happen, but I know that you know, we've been in contact, and I'll keep Director Woods in the loop on that, and we'll see what we can do to make that happen. And if you don't mind, before I turn it over to Nick, if we can jump to page 5 of 5 of Gail's update. Just want to cover a couple of general items. I'll let you guys get there first. The first one is the 2017-2020 DDE plan. This has been an ongoing item on Gail's update for quite some time. The airport's 2017-2020 DDE plan is due August 1st to the FAA.
Yep. Page 47.
I forgot you guys have all of your papers. So just looking to address that, like I said, the plan is due to the FAA by August 1st. There is, it needs to be advertised. The DDE goal for the airport needs to be advertised. There needs to be a 30-day public comment period where the airport accepts comments. The plan needs to be at the airport manager's office for someone to come in, take a look at, read through it, comment on it if they wish. So we were, you know, just looking at trying to make all this happen for October 1st. What I'd like to do is at the July meeting, which is scheduled for July 19th, have that be the day that the authority votes and approves the DDE plan. So working backwards, the goal is to have a draft DDE in the hands of the authority by June 12th so that it can be advertised, and comments would be received 1 week prior to the July meeting. That would give, assuming you've got comments, that would give the authority time to work with Gale Associates to direct whatever, address any of those comments if there are any.
What is the
Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Plan. So every time we do, every time the airport undertakes a project, there's a disadvantaged business enterprise goal that you try and reach by, you know, using certain DDE, you know, companies to do certain portions of the work. For example, the master plan, we use a DDE to do the forecasting. That would be accredited to the airport's DDE plan as a percentage captured for participation.
Is this sort of a stock plan that pretty much is
all
pro forma? You give it,
so yeah,
other than collecting any input that may arise from the public, it's relatively straightforward.
I think we've talked about this early today. I don't know how many years Armin's been doing it, but there's been maybe one comment that's come in on a DD plan. It's pretty standard. We've done it for the airport in the past. It's pretty routine. It's required by the FAA, and we're just keeping you guys up to snuff on that. So like I said, the plan is to get that in your hands by June 12th, get the public comment period going. I hope I can work with Chris. We've got some language that you can use to put in the newspaper, and I'll certainly help you out with that. Any other questions on DD plan? If not, I just want to address the CIP. So I spoke with Director Duquette, and the Strategic Planning Committee has some questions on the timing of some of the projects that are on the airport's existing CIP, and perhaps some ideas as to how to move some things around to get other projects either moved up or pushed down, depending on the need. We are internally reviewing what Director Woods had sent over to us on an Excel spreadsheet, and the plan is for us to circle back with Director Woods, and I don't know if anyone else from the strategic planning committee.
Yeah, we were going to probably mesh this pretty soon to why I reached out to Matt, because at some point, you know, I can jump right into our strategic plan, Mike, if you want to, but basically we met this past May 1st, and the next task after crafting our excellent vision statement was to dive into the weeds a little bit on sort of the next big picture thing, which seemed to be most appropriate to CIP and how the master planning is in full swing now. And kind of evaluating each one of these line items against the vision statement, you know. There's some things on here that, as we started actually reading this line by line, we're kind of questioning what does that mean and how does that actually work. And, you know, certain things like the RPZ, land acquisition stuff, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's chunked out, you know, 10-plus years that is there. Again, it's kind of filler stuff, but other things that we maybe thought, well, we should probably pull that out and stick that up here. You know, things, for instance, Director Scheifele was running the show here for several months earlier this year. He got a first-hand look. He had some good input for us on the snow removal equipment situation, and Chris has definitely kind of come up to speed with that, and Matt, and, you know, some things that maybe we thought we needed later that we may actually need earlier, and some things, you know, Chris brought up some good points, things that we haven't had on here at all, like land equipment, you know, stuff to work for that 400 acres that we have out there, things like that. So you saw all that stuff that I sent you.
Yeah, I did. I know you sent that last week. And
then Eric quit. And
yeah.
Then go, okay, and what are we doing now?
Right. And the goal is for us to circle back with Joe and kind of get a preliminary CIP put together and have it prepared in time for the June authority meeting. So that way the full authority can vote on that. And then ultimately I know NHDOT is looking to hold CIP meetings likely in July-August timeframe. I know they're scheduled to meet with the FAA in September, so the timing of it actually works out pretty nicely. So if we can get something going, bring to the authority, get approval from the authority, then go into the CIP meeting with NHDOT with the airport's proposed CIP, ultimately they're going to have to approve that, but at least we'd be going in with what the airport feels is the best CIP moving forward. So.
Right.
So you will be hearing from me in the airport.
I have a quick question now on on the master plan update. The funding. So it says total project cost $445, right? FAA share is $400, and then over here when I'm looking at the draft, the numbers don't match up.
You're looking at the CIP.
Yeah, the CIP. So sponsor share says $104.5. Does that include? Oh, that includes the taxiway and everything. So that's
the line item for 2016.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you saw the years at the bottom. Okay.
Yeah, it needs to certainly needs to be updated. So, okay.
These numbers are correct. 22,250.
Those are correct.
Right. So that's the line item here, 405, and then 22,250 is just the 7%
of that one.
Right.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Respect to master plan. Chris, one of the things that I left you was a thing from the NHDOT on our inventory of the airport. Has that meshed in?
I don't know specifically what you're talking about, which ports are the inventory, but the inventory, a full inventory of the airport, what's at the airport, what's on the field, operations, base aircraft, things like that, that's all being compiled as part of this project.
Okay, there's two angles here. Then there's the plan, and then there's the NHDOT is asking us to do that.
for the state website. So it should be.
Yeah, I believe that's the 5010 data that you're referring to, and that's what they're now reading on. They use the 5010 data to identify base aircraft, for example. But yeah, Chris and I actually got together shortly after he came on. We talked about what we have, what he has. We love that pretty standard.
It was quite elaborate, to be honest. They had, you know, rental cars and restaurants, and how many miles it is to the first state highway, how far it is to the first interstate.
Yep.
Okay, so you're.
Not sure if that was covered with your conversation with Rita, but if not, I mean, that's certainly something that we are. I don't know about the distance between the airport and the interstate, for example, but we are covered with that. It was not. Okay. We can talk about what other scanning items you have and see if we have it and work with each other on that. There's no other items with the CID, then I'll turn it over to Nick.
So back on page 2 of the Gale agenda, the 39 in the package, I believe. The second project that Gale is administering on behalf of the authority is the pavement reconstruction and maintenance. The status of that project as of May 10th, phase 1 was substantially complete. Construction phase 2 is ongoing. We meet today is overall contract day number 38 of 75 and day number 17 in phase 2. Per the contractor's revised construction schedule attached to your agendas, you can see they're anticipated to finish about 10 days ahead of schedule for the overall contract, which is great. The only work remaining in the phase 1 for the T-hanger area is to apply the second coat of pavement markings once the pavement is weathered for 30 days, clean up and remove the contractor staging area, and then remove the sediment and erosion control measures. As far as phase 2 goes, again, day 17 today, phase 2 is slated for 45 calendar days. During which time Taxiway Golf is to be closed. There will be some temporary closures of Taxiway Alpha coordinated in the field. Tenants continue to have access to their hangars on foot, with aircraft relocations during construction having been coordinated ahead of time. Gate 5 is currently unavailable and will remain unavailable for the duration of construction. And some good news, the repair of the sinkhole uncovered prior to construction has been approved by NHDOT. It's going to be paid for within the existing grant with payment items that are already in place, so no change orders is necessary. As far as current updates, Gale has received written approval from DOT for the installation of the porous pavement that happened in phase 1, which is great. Now we're up to date with the paperwork. Gale sent field order 1 out for signatures. Field order 1 included information necessary to direct the contractors as to how to complete the reconstruction of the additional portion of Alpha Grant that had previously not been included in the project. Change order number 1 is being prepared right now, and I apologize, I did not get to send it to DOT for review prior to getting here today, but first thing tomorrow, I'm sending that out for review, so you should be expecting that for signatures in the near future. Change order 1 items will include the addition of the alternate work item, which is Alpha Ramp, the addition of in-pavement tie-down anchors, which weren't in the original contract, as well as the addition of the infiltration stone trenches that went in below the forest pavement. The next item here is the agreement for the transfer of non-primary entitlements from Whitefield. This is the same note from last month. However, there is an update. NHDOT reported an incorrect number in the transfer agreement. I prepared an addendum to that original agreement that the authority signed on March 22nd, forwarded to DOT this afternoon for review. They took no exception and said you can send it out for signatures. So the signature order is now Whitefield, you have to sign first, followed by the Nashua Airport Authority, and then DOT for the final signature. So I plan on sending that to Whitefield tomorrow. Unfortunately, I tried to call at about 4:45 and their city office is closed at 4.
Was there a change in the dollar amount?
The dollar amount for the $150,000 remains the same. If you look at the table on that agreement, the two values from the 2 years of non-primary entitlement did not add up to $150,000. So the addendum is just to correct that DOT called it a scrivener there to get the right amounts from each.
Yeah, we had that check at this point.
If that check was sent out, then they would have it. And I'll confirm with Wendy tomorrow to the person coordinating that capture. Well, I would hope they had some of that. And finally, supplemental agreement number one has been approved by NHDOT. The final agreement packages are being prepared for distribution right now. And then under recommended actions, sign change order one upon receipt, and we can add in the MPE transfer agreement addendum.
Question for you there. I heard at one time I thought something about the idea of running power out there in the Alpha area. I heard some chatter about that at one time. Did that kind of get squashed? Or kind of like, well, it's dug up, if it's possible, let's do it, but did that ever?
We gave it a preliminary look, but I don't believe it went anywhere from there.
I had had these discussions with Eric when Eric was there. The estimates came in really high. I think it was over $70,000, and it was too late in the project, and we couldn't hold up Continental, because it would have been, you know, almost a week hold up to get this put in place. So Continental's on a schedule, and it's too much money, so we decided not to do it.
Any other questions? Okay. Any other questions with the payment maintenance project in general?
With respect to the collapse pitch, did we get the new forge drainage?
Yes, the repair for that was actually to add a structure just off the edge of pavement to tie it into the old pipe, and then replace the entire drainage run from that structure through the two structures in the pavement all the way to a structure on the infield of Alpha that had been replaced during the runway project. So now you'll have all new load-bearing RCP pipes in the ground.
So the mortar and cement?
The brick and mortar, the granite structures are all done. They're all precast concrete. And I believe Danny called with an update this afternoon. We have about 30 feet left to install before that drain prepares 100% complete. So that went very well. Aside from that water that they were dealing with, it kind of slowed things up. And I think Continental did a great job.
Chris, is the G-Flash still out of the hand?
It is.
When will they move to home?
The completion of the project at this point.
Yep. Haven is scheduled for the base course on that ramp for, I believe, Tuesday, tentatively, weather permitting. Then it'll be a day or two to do some work that needs to happen on the drainage structure before putting the top course on. Once the top course is on, you want to give it a couple of days and hopefully a couple of rainstorms to put the oils off and then mark it and if you take a look at the contractor's estimated completion, substantial completion is scheduled for 6/13 of 17. There is some work that needs to happen once everything's paved. We have to saw and seal construction joints. We have to loam and seed, things like that. So, according to Continental's schedule, they will be completely demobilized by the 14th. Or, I'm sorry, the 20th. So,
and they keep letting us know that this is all weather permitting.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions? As far as I know, the invoicing for all the other clients went out last week, and so it should be receiving it at the end. I actually had Director Rosenblum sign the reimbursement request for the FAA. I'll go into them tomorrow. And that will distribute funds to the contractor and all the involved parties.
Thank you.
So moving on to the next agenda item number 3 is the runway 1432 groove and seal project. As the authority is aware, the bid opening was held on March 28th. Gail reviewed the bids and filed an application for a grant from the FAA. Based on this, the FAA has distributed the funds to the state. The state is, however, awaiting governor and council for approval of the expenditure. Once that has been approved, we will recommend that the airport authority award to the low bidder, which was Seal Coat Inc., I believe. But at this time, there are no recommended actions on that one.
Have you worked with them before?
I have, yes. They did two of the aprons that I had reconstructed out in North Adams and Birchers. Very capable contractors. And I'm confident they will do that.
Speedy?
Speedy? As fast as. Now, we're aware that the closure of the runway is detrimental to everyone at the airport. So it's a very aggressive schedule and we're confident that the contract.
During the time that I was sitting in the office out there, I've had a lot of meetings with Nick. And one particular occasion, he let a lot of emotion come through, where he said, at the point that a large map that we have upstairs in the conference room, he said, "That's my runway. I can look at that. I'm going to take care of that runway."
Yeah, you get attached to places you work. I've spent a good part of my career in Nashville, from design, construction, fences for, apron reconstructions. It's a great airport. I'm happy to be part of it.
This works.
Just refresh my memory, what time frame this can be expected to happen?
The grooving of the runway is tentatively scheduled for the fall of this year, with sealing and remarking.
Old business. We have approved our lease extensions that were on the agenda for the past several meetings. No word from that attorney.
I'm going to meet with Mr. Bowler. I'm trying to meet with him next week. Okay. And we'll get some of that straightened out and talk to him about more about the aviation center lease as well.
Okay. So we'll keep it on the agenda.
Yeah.
Any new business? Any other public input?
Since it was brought up, is there any progress news, whatever, on the IPT tech bankruptcy as it affects the airport?
Bankruptcy. We haven't heard of any bankruptcy news at this point.
I noticed they are auctioning. There's a real estate company auctioning some of the other IPT properties across the country.
What is the 90 days up that we could have extended?
I think we extended it to 120, didn't we?
No.
We did not.
No.
Okay.
July. But it's not only us. It's everybody that's involved across the country.
We have been having, we're all aware, we're all talking, we're all trying to figure things out and talking to a bunch of different people.
Right now,
no
news. Yes. Any other public input? Director Stubbins. Go
to the end of the show. Oh, I'm good. No, I do have one comment. Sorry, I'll back up because I wasn't here last month. Spent a fair amount of time with Chris, our new airport manager here, over the last several weeks, month, whatever it was. Just want to give my public notion of support to Chris. I think he's a great guy. He's got some great ideas. He's a go-getter. He and I are similar wavelength by getting things done. So I know he enjoys the support of a lot of the public that have known him a lot longer than I have. But I think we got a good thing going. We got some nice momentum.
And I think we got a lot of good things ahead of us here, so I just want to publicly state that, even though it's probably something that everybody's already felt and said a million times, but that's my two cents.
Another comment on the pavement, you know, that I see in front of my door now, it looks really good. And you know, I've noticed that we've had a couple of good soaking rains since that pavement was put down, and it looks like the forest coating is doing its job. I have not observed any puddling when it grows. So, all looks good.
That was the first DOT approved application for spending on taxes.
They want to come down and take pictures of it.
So what you're saying is we're a beta site thing.
Yes.
All
right.
How long is the warranty?
Same warranty or same design life, 20 years. And as a matter of fact, when before Carol left today, she said that since the FAA added pavement maintenance projects to their AIP handbook, Nashua is the first New England airport to actually have a pavement maintenance project. So this project will pave the way for other
airports. Nashua is first in the airport.
That's right.
Chris, there was a request by a company to put tower antennas on a roof for some kind of experiment.
Yep, I reached out to them. They never got back to me. Okay. That was a gentleman from Orleans on Cape Cod.
Okay. We have access to the tower, no problem?
So far.
Bolt cutters are ready.
We were advised from Attorney Bolton that we had a meeting with him, and he said even if they were to put locks on the door, that we should make entry because we own the property. Mm-hmm. And he would deal with any legal issues to do with that.
My friends from the Port County are all happy?
Very happy. Everybody in Corporate Row, as we call it, I've stayed in constant communication with them, and there are no issues down there whatsoever.
I just want to offer a comment with respect to why we are here and not at the library. I know that someone did something with SurveyMonkey as to where we should go, and SurveyMonkey received a very high number of votes for it. And I just want everybody to know that I looked at both locations, and both locations were perfectly fine. There is an issue, however, with the library in that Wednesday, the third Wednesday of every month is the most popular night at the library. There are a multitude of organizations that want to have their activities there on the third Wednesday of each month. And we would not have been assured the right to meet according to our schedule. We could have done it now, tonight. We could also have done it in June. But from then on, we would have to throw our hat into a lottery and see where we stood. So we have this, no problems here. So that's it.
Would it benefit for us to look at changing our meeting minutes?
I don't see why. I haven't heard any
kickback
because of this.
We can already change it every day. Saturday morning to 7:30. Oh, okay. As long as the AC stays going, yeah. That's
fine. My turn?
Your turn.
I told Wes to keep it short, so this is my turn. DWC has been very good to us in the past, and I'm really going to miss those people. But most of the faculty went, and a lot of the students went to Southern New Hampshire University. We're hoping sometime in the future, perhaps we can have a presence back here at the airport of a lot of them for the university, something good. I'm not sure how many of you know, but Charlie from Wings, Pilot Shop, passed away. I have an address for his wife if you want to send a card. Great guy. He'll be sorely missed. Ron Willie is moving to South Carolina. They were vacationing there a lot, and he decided, his wife actually decided, he didn't decide, that they were going to move there. So I do have an address for him if anybody wants to be in contact with him. Marge Soper from Brookline Airport passed away. I don't know how many of you guys know her. The C-17, that was really, that was great. That was what Nashville's all about, and that was the Webster alum that flew. And I know there was a lot of Facebook stuff going on, and it's really funny to watch the social media. But I think most, did you get any noise complaints?
I had three phone calls. One, yeah, a guy thought the plane was going to crash into his house. It was long after the plane was gone. I would have crashed at that point. The other was the National Telegraph, and they said that somebody had called and said that they thought there were aircraft carrier operations going on. And I responded to that. I left a voicemail, and he never got back to me. But the third call was great. It was a lady that was doing some gardening at the St. Francis Cemetery, I believe at her husband's grave, and she said, "Now I'm just wondering, what was it? Plus I'm nervous, thinking, oh, was she getting that?" I told her it was a U.S. Air Force C-17, and it was, you know, they came and did a flyby for the college for the final graduation, and she was like, "That was just awesome," and she was so happy that that happened when she was tending the grave that she was tending.
Yeah.
So I'd say all positive.
Yeah, I would say, you know, on my Facebook thing, a lot of positive stuff. So that was really fun. I also want to say ahead of time, congratulations. I know your baby's due soon. So I don't know if you'll make it to the next meeting. I don't know. You might be sleep deprived.
A little crib back there.
Yeah. You know what? Dave's an old hat now, so he can maybe babysit while he can.
No, I don't think I'm not making any of the needs.
Can you get a big yard for the people?
Call a tuba.
Okay.
But no, she's been very supportive of the connection, and she understands that, yeah, there's something that I just can't miss.
Well, if you need time, take time. We're an understanding group. But,
thank you very much.
And also, I'm really happy to have, never thought I'd say this, but I'm happy to have Chris. we've known each other for 100 years, and he is a very, very good man. He's a very bright man, and I am actually thrilled that as an airport we are where we are now. I think he and Susan work well together, and I think everybody's doing great. I did want to ask about paving. How you guys, the community, is feeling about the paving project? I haven't heard any griping, which is very unusual. I'm just curious.
It seems
if
like
they're happy, or if there are some issues, or haven't heard of them. Am I good?
Yeah, we're good. 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 No,
that was just good. Yeah, yeah. I know. So I think that's good, and I will miss Eric terribly. I think Eric was a great guy, a wonderful asset, and I think you guys have all been good for us, so we look forward to moving forward here. I do have a card for him. I'd probably be here tonight, but if I can't get an address, I'll send it out for him.
Oh, yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's all I have.
Thank you. I've had several meetings with Chris over the past month. And I want to echo what the board has already said, that it's a pleasure working with you, and you have some good ideas, and you know, we really appreciate your efforts. I did have the opportunity to attend the Nashua International Sculpture Symposium last week. It was very well attended. It was at the back of the hangar, as you said. The people there I spoke to couldn't believe that you could have an event in a beautiful, clean hangar with so much room and space. And I said, well, it's available for weddings and parties. So that's all I have. And I also wanted to say how pleased it is to hear the progress of both the Strategic Planning Committee and the Master Plan Committee, and I know that they're going to sort of mesh and coordinated. That's what I wanted to make you do that way.
Absolutely. I think Dave's next.
Dave, yes.
Thanks. I have a question. My friend actually saw that article in the paper and it looked really great. That called that sculpture symposium. They didn't take that space, did they, or did they? Did they rent space?
Yes.
They did. What was her name?
And they came to me and said, hey, we'd like to have a, do you know anyone we can talk to? And I put them in touch with Bob.
Well, I think it's a great thing to do. I mean, the more of that we could do, the better. Mm-hmm. And just wondering,
it's a
great
thing. I don't think
thing.
They advertise, but when people ask, we tell them.
Okay.
It's just that we do have a bureaucratic process. It's non-aeronautical, which means DOT has to get involved, and there are a whole bunch of questions you have to answer.
But first,
I'm hoping that the way that this was conducted and it was so non-infringing on the airport that we have established a relationship with the DOT and we can say, hey, we're going to do this, and we're telling you that we're not going to get bombarded with 1,000 questions and options.
Well, I think DOT has always been good to us. I really do. I think it just matters, you know, the communication part of it. Matters, and I think that's where the difference was here. I think everything that's happening is flowing nicely.
They'll probably have a problem when we start getting aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
It was also a good opportunity. There were several of the older who attended and went to Washington. So they did get to view the airport again, what's going on here. So it was a good event. Very close. With that, I will ask for a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn to non-public session to discuss the
president. Roll call, please.
Director. Chairman Rosenblum?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cushing?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Director Woods?
Yes.
Secretary Scheidel?
Yes.
Adjourn 5 minutes to go to non-public.
Don't miss the game.
So no one else can notice if we installed an aircraft carrier or I don't know what's going on. So, like I said, this is a conceptual plan of potentially this isn't certainly